Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Turkey shoots down a Russian warplane. U.S. President Barack Obama and Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan have agreed on the need to de-escalate tensions with Russia and prevent such incidents. The White House says the two leaders spoke by phone and voiced their commitment to develop a transitional political process in Syria, defeat Islamic State forces. The statement also reiterated U.S. support for Turkey's right to defend its airspace. Russian President Vladimir Putin, whose government insists the Russian jet never entered Turkish airspace, accuses Turkey of stabbing Russia in the back. Paris police say they have thwarted a possible terrorist attack. Lisa Bryant reports.
At a news conference Wednesday evening, Paris prosecutor François Molins said the police assault in the Paris suburb of Saint-Denis had neutralized a new terrorist team.
Une nouvelle équipe de terroristes a été neutralisée.
He said all the evidence, their weapons, organization, and determination suggested the assailants were ready to mount a terrorist operation.
Sur place, la conduite des opérations a été rendue
extrêmement said at least two people were killed during the assault. Investigators are still trying to identify them, a job made difficult because of the violence of the operation. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
The U.S. and French leaders are vowing new cooperation to defeat Islamic State militants. U.S. President Barack Obama met with French President François Hollande Tuesday at the White House. Belgium charged a fifth suspect with terrorism offenses related to the attacks in Paris. Authorities issued an international arrest warrant for Mohamed Abrini. Islamic State militants claimed responsibility Tuesday for a suicide bombing at a hotel in Egypt's Sinai Peninsula. A judge, two policemen, and a civilian were killed. This is VOA News.